The most read, most thumbed, most passed around book within the broadcast news industry these days is The Evening Stars by Barbara Matuso. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The Evening Stars is not only a penetrating, often unflattering look at the major TV news anchor people, it's also a detailed study of the history of television news. Here's Matuso.
You really couldn't write about the development of the anchor without writing about the development of the industry. I mean, going back to 48, television itself was so primitive and laughable. I mean, it took 3 days to set up for a live transmission. And so the evening news itself, you know, it was a kind of a joke. And the anchors themselves were more or less viewed as glorified announcers. And then as you move on through time and the technology develops and the spread of television, you know, permeates the land, the evening news becomes more and more important, and with it, the anchor gains in importance.
Broadcasting has been around for a long time, but Matuso notes that news was slow to get started.
Anybody who started out early enough in this business and started out in radio, it was an announcer and a disc jockey and who read news straight off the wires. I mean, there was no such thing as a broadcast news reporter until World War II.
Thanks to CBS and Edward R. Murrow, the book was the idea of an editor, and Matuso was a logical choice to write it.
I'd worked at CBS. I'd worked at NBC. I knew a lot of people at that, you know, that second rung, the producer level, the correspondent level, who aren't normally interviewed. And, of course, I did get to the anchors, which was, you know, no mean feat in the case of some of them.
Because of her contacts, Matuso was able to bypass the network's public relations apparatus.
ABC, maybe because it's, you know, the network that's sort of on the go or on the make or whatever it is, tends to let the press in pretty easily. They're not quite as protective, at least at this stage in their corporate life, maybe as CBS and NBC are.
The top anchor people take their lumps in Barbara Matuso's The Evening Stars. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Makeup consultants, hairdressers, and sometimes egos as huge as their salaries, the hallmark of the television news anchors, dubbed The Evening Stars by Barbara Matuso in her new book.
Anchors in this country have always been show business personalities. It's such a myth to think it's only since the big money came in. You see, we have such a totally commercial system, and from the start, news programs were viewed just like any other programs. You had to sell them, and the advertisers wouldn't buy them unless you had a personable guy sitting there reading the news.
That's not the way it is in most foreign countries.
The Soviet newscaster, this grim little guy sitting at a barren desk shot from far away, you're not supposed to look at him. You're supposed to listen to him and hear the voice of the Soviet government talking.
Matuso says she interviewed more than 200 people, including the anchors.
Roger Mudd came by my house one morning, you know, on his way to work. I don't live far from NBC in Washington, so that was, you know, one setting. Dan Rather, I interviewed him in a number of places. But one morning I interviewed him over breakfast at the Plaza Hotel, and that was a pleasant setting. Much to my embarrassment, incidentally, he picked up the check. I thought as the author, the least I should have done was paid for breakfast.
Not everyone comes off well in The Evening Stars.
The people that like it are the ones I've heard from. Like Tom Brokaw thought it was terrific. He told me twice. He even said he thought I was going to be rich and famous. But I don't think that Walter Cronkite was entirely happy with the way he was portrayed. I'm told that David Brinkley isn't too thrilled with the book.
What's ahead for TV news?
Anchors today are growing more and more powerful. There are so few star-quality journalists, and everybody is after the same ones, and it's bidding up their salaries. They're getting unheard-of editorial prerogatives. And yet, at the same time, if you look at the evening news today, it's so much better than it used to be. There's so much more enterprise, so much more drive.
Barbara Matuso, author of The Evening Stars. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.